was hoping I'd get through this without somebody asking me that. So number one, I was clearly wrong on gold. Number two, recognize that gold is not a classic asset. It's not viewed as a traditional asset allocation model. Number three, guys like me have good memories from 1980 to 2000 of the 96 categories that S&P follows. Gold was dead last, right? Dead last. To me, as soon as the economy starts percolating a little bit more, gold is going to head straight south. I mean, having said all that, I wish I had called y'all up 3 years ago and put half your money in gold. But gold is not a traditional asset class. You got to pay to store it. You got to pay for an FCA to sell it, right? Doesn't pay rent, doesn't pay dividends. That's why, you know, in school they taught me to tell you people not to own much gold. As I used to joke about, the only gold is like back here. I got it out there, right? I personally don't own gold. Guy on my personal staff owns gold. He's got a position. I think you're going to see, as inflationary fears subside and as the economy gains traction, principally through growth in the developing world, gold as a safe harbor is going to start to fade. But it's clearly in a spike now. You know, keep in mind that all those ads you see on TV, those aren't guys like me that have done the research that have said gold's going to go up. I mean, those are gold dealers. They get paid to tell you that gold's going to go straight up. They get paid to tell you that things are going to hell in a handbasket and you're out of your mind unless you put a whole lot of your money in gold. So I resent that. It's hardly objective advice. But I think gold's on a run now, you know, another record level. But my guess is as people figure out that inflation's not the problem and that the economy isn't, falling off the cliff, that gold will start selling off.